Thanks for checking out the Spencer on Sports podcast from KGYM. SOS airs every Monday through Friday at 2 right here in KGYM. And be sure to check out all of our other podcasts from the Gym Class and the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn at KGYMradio.com. Wednesday is here, and you are in tune with Spencer on Sports on KGYM. How's it going? Pretty good one so far. Just had a home run in the White Sox-Royals game. Jake Burger. If you have not had lunch, a burger sounds pretty good. Especially when you're beating the Royals at home, like the White Sox are. 3-0 the score. I don't know where I'm going with this, but we appreciate you being here with Spencer on Sports, kicking off local programming each weekday afternoon from 2 until 3. Here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 102.3 in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 in Iowa City, on the stream at KGYMradio.com, on the app, which is free to download for your smartphone or smart device, also on your smart speaker. Welcome into the program. Spencer Wagon, my name. Producer Ben is here as well. Love to hear from you on the text line or talk line. Talk or text line at 319-366-1600. We're a little over 24 hours away from the NFL drafts. One of my favorite times of the year. Start of college football. That time of the year where you get college football and college basketball kind of commingling in the NFL too. That's up there. March Madness, obviously. And then you've got college football bowl season. Then you got the NFL draft. 3 days, seeing the guys that you've watched for four or fewer years at your favorite school, other schools, and the conferences that you follow get drafted. And then you follow your favorite team, your favorite NFL team, and see who they pick. Get angry at picks, especially when certain teams that you cheer for take a quarterback unnecessarily and pass on players they actually needed. Not speaking from experience, and not within the last couple of years. We are almost to the NFL draft. We'll talk about some news and notes coming up here in just a bit. Some other NFL happenings coming up here in a few. Get to NBA playoff action from last night. I'm still watching, by the way, that Ja Morant dunk from last night. Oh my goodness. No regard for human life, Ja Morant. Getting the game-winning basket, too, to beat Minnesota and put Memphis up 3-2 in that series. We'll talk about NBA playoffs, look ahead to tonight, which includes the Bucks and the Bulls. The Bulls looking to stave off elimination in that Eastern Conference first-round series. They are very shorthanded tonight. We will talk about that coming up later on in the show. Get some baseball news and notes. Get you a scoreboard update. Royals-White Sox in action right now, like I mentioned. Cardinals also in action today against the New York Mets down in St. Louis. We'll get you a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Plus, if we get some time, we will get another collector's corner in here for you. We talked cards yesterday, the Hannes Wagner sale. $1.5 million for a terrible condition card. Today, we're going to talk about NFTs. I know what they are. I'm still not sure about them. Interesting NFT just announced by a pro football player. We'll talk about that coming up later on in the show, too. Again, 319-366-1600. Razorback Dale stating, I think the obvious, my friend. My favorite school is Arkansas. Big if true. That is my comment back to you. 319-366-1600. Let's jump right into the NFL draft news and notes. Lots of stuff being put out there, like we talked about earlier in the week. Is it a smokescreen? Is it truth? Is it rumor? We're all going to find out together coming up tomorrow on the airwaves here on KGYM, of course, on ESPN-TV with the first round of the NFL draft. But this team is trading this person, or this team is trading these picks. These teams are interested in trading up, all these different things that are coming up and coming out from all these different sources. So it is what it is. It causes and gives stuff for us guy sitting behind a microphone in a radio studio in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, stuff to talk about on a Wednesday afternoon, and that's perfectly okay with us. But lots of speculation of who's going to go number one, what teams are going to trade up, what teams are going to trade back. And like we said, we're all going to sort it out coming up tomorrow with round one of the draft. But looking at specifically AFC news and notes, we talked about this yesterday, heard briefly from one of ESPN's NFL Nation reporters who covers the Jaguars, Mike DiRocco. Still four prospects believed to be in play for the Jaguars at number one overall. That's according to Todd McShay, who had some interesting words talking about Iowa's Tyler Linderbaum, also Northern Iowa's Trevor Penning, in some info he put out yesterday on ESPN.com. Still looking like it's between Aiden Hutchinson from Michigan and Trayvon Walker from Georgia. You just heard in SportsCenter at top of the hour with Christine Lisi that the Jags agreeing to an extension with Cam Robinson. That shores up their offensive line, so maybe they're not going in that direction with the number one overall pick. Maybe they are going defense, and it sounds like it's either going to be Aiden Hutchinson or Trayvon Walker, or maybe there will be a curveball thrown in. We don't know, but that, at least according to the NFL draft gurus out there, still seems to be the way things are trending for the number one overall pick. I mentioned Trevor Penning, and there was a good discussion yesterday. I know Todd and Alex talked about the draft prospects for first round, especially for a number of different state of Iowa prospects, so looking at a guy like Tyler Linderbaum, looking at Trevor Penning, and then also looking at a guy like Breece Hall, who might sneak his way into the first round. Speaking of Penning specifically, Aaron Wilson from ProFootballNetwork.com, as we go through the latest news and rumors here for you on a Wednesday afternoon, Aaron Wilson, like I said, of ProFootballNetwork.com, lists a couple more teams that might be interested in the services of the former Northern Iowa Panther. They are the Tennessee Titans and the Kansas City Chiefs, possibly being mentioned as landing spots for tackle Trevor Penning from UNI. Kansas City likely would have to trade up in order to acquire him, according to Wilson. Other teams that we have talked about that are possibly interested in his services are the Ravens, the Titans, like we mentioned, and the Carolina Panthers, along with the New Orleans Saints and Todd McShay, as we talked about in yesterday's show, throughout possibly the Los Angeles Chargers, getting some extra protection for Justin Herbert, their franchise quarterback, in what is going to be a very stacked AFC West. So add in the Titans and possibly the Chiefs for Trevor Penning. Again, we are all going to find out right along with each other coming up on tomorrow's first round of the NFL draft. Speaking of the Chiefs, Albert Breer of SI.com, Kansas City, their front office, at least according to his sources, calling teams in the 20s about trading up. Possibly, again, we'll see if this does materialize, but Albert Breer of SI.com suggesting that because they own picks 29 and 30, 12 selections total in the upcoming draft, they might be gauging the interest of some teams who want to come back into the first round and maybe make a selection for their own. When it comes to quarterbacks, Todd McShay and his draft info that he put out yesterday afternoon, we talked about the Tyler Linderbaum and Trevor Penning news coming from that. Also, Breece Hall as well. First quarterback off the board. Who's it going to be in a quarterback class, both of the draft and free agency, that's not all that spectacular, if we're being quite honest? It could be Malik Willis, and it might actually be Malik Willis. There's a lot of names being thrown out there, some names you kept hearing, like a Kenny Pickett from Pitt, and Matt Corral from Ole Miss. Malik Willis has been the guy that a lot of people, a lot of scouts, a lot of teams have fallen in love with in the draft process leading up to the first round of the draft. And Todd McShay has at least Willis going as the first quarterback off the board. Maybe it's not a Kenny Pickett, like a lot of people have said. McShay and his information that he talked about yesterday, or he put out yesterday, has Malik Willis going to a team that does need a quarterback in the Steelers at number 20. Could Seattle make a move there? Those are some suggested landing spots for the quarterback from Liberty. And we'll see if he indeed is the first player off the board. A couple news and notes from the NFC side of things. Looking at how things are shaking out for NFC teams ahead of the first round of the NFL draft. Dan Duggan of The Athletic talking about the Giants specifically. And there's been, again, you talk about teams trading up, trading back. Giants possibly could be moving back. That's according to Dan Duggan of The Athletic. He has heard from his sources saying that with the amount of picks that they have, especially number 5 and number 7 in the draft, there is a chance they move back in the first round. We will see who they might be targeting, but there is a possibility that they might be moving back to maybe target a prospect that's a mid to late first round prospect as opposed to a high first round pick. The two players identified here by Duggan and one by Peter King from Football Morning in America. Well, Duggan suggesting if the Giants do move back, possibly drafting Tyler Linderbaum from the University of Iowa. Peter King from Football Morning in America suggesting Kayvon Thibodeau from Oregon at number 7. And speaking of the Minnesota Vikings, specifically Jason LaCanfora from CBS Sports, hinting that the Vikings are eyeing cornerbacks, not quarterbacks, cornerbacks, the defensive back at number 12, according to Jason LaCanfora. And LaCanfora saying his sources have told him, again, it's all sources, it's nothing confirmed, that a team outside the top 12 could look to jump ahead of Minnesota and pursue one of the draft's top quarterbacks. So latest news and information there, at least when it comes to the latest rumors surrounding the NFL draft here, which again starts tomorrow. First round is set tomorrow evening, rounds 2 and 3 on Friday, and everything else on Saturday. We got you covered right here. ESPN Radio has you covered tomorrow night, Friday night, and all day Saturday with the latest information. And you can hear all 32 first-round picks right here on KGYM. A couple of NFL news and notes before we get to our first break of the show. Of interest in the NFC North and of interest to University of Iowa football fans who like to track the careers of Hawkeye football alums. Detroit Lions locking in tight end T.J. Hockenson through the 2023 season. The Lions reporting that they have picked up T.J. Hockenson's fifth-year option. The move will attach the tight end to a $9.39 million salary for the 2023 season. Of course, Hockenson was the 8th overall pick in 2019, a Pro Bowler in 2020. After getting 67 catches for 723 yards and 6 touchdowns, 583 yards and 4 touchdowns in 12 games last year, but he had to have thumb surgery that put him on the shelf for the latter part of last season. So T.J. Hockenson locked up for a fifth-year option in Detroit. And another piece of news from the NFC North, the Chicago Bears, rumors going around. Possibility that they might be trading Robert Quinn, one of their defensive players. However, source speaking to NFL.com's Ian Rappaport saying that the Bears are, quote, not currently shopping, end quote, Robert Quinn. Quinn turning 32, coming up in May, registered 18.5 sacks last year to break Richard Dent's single-season sack record. Some have wondered whether it's in the Bears' interest to see what they can get for Robert Quinn. Like we said, Ian Rappaport are saying that they are not currently shopping Robert Quinn for the time being. So some news notes from the NFL there as we get closer to the starts of the NFL draft. 2:19 here at KGYM. Again, you're listening to Spencer on Sports here for a Wednesday, 27th day of April of 2022. We will take a quick timeout, and coming up, we will get you Jason Fitz, his ESPN Sports Beat, also on the way for you. Talk some NBA playoffs, what happened last night, look ahead to tonight, and more coming up here on KGYM for Wednesday.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym. I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast. And we'll have clouds building in for the remainder of the day today. It is going to be cool and a bit breezy. Then later tonight, we'll have mostly cloudy skies. Showers are going to be developing as we head into Thursday morning. And we are going to have light to moderate rain showers on and off through the day tomorrow. Temperatures will once again be held to the low to mid 50s. Then we'll dry out and we'll have cloudy skies with temperatures in the low 60s on Friday. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat with Jason Fitz.
You should be begging your favorite team not to draft a quarterback in this year's draft. I know we're quarterback obsessed, but let's be real. The best quarterback in this year's class, ranked in any other recent class, wouldn't even be top four. So now all of a sudden, you're asking your team to take a total roll of the dice on somebody that may or may not pan out because you're frustrated with the situation you currently have. Getting it wrong in the first round of the draft at quarterback can set you back 5 years. I mean, we're in Vegas. Sometimes you can walk up to a roulette table and you can put all your money on black or red. And you can just let it go and see what happens. It's fun. And when you get it right, sure, you're going to tell all your friends that you put all your chips in and it paid out. You're going to feel like $1 million, right? But more often than not, the reason they build all these big fancy casinos out here is because you lose. And more often than not already, it's difficult to find a quarterback in the draft. But this year particularly, there is nothing even close to a sure thing that is worth risking the future of your franchise. You're better off waiting until next year. I want to be all in on the Memphis Grizzlies team that we've watched all season. I want to be in on the youth. I want to be in on the fun. I want to be in on Ja. We know this. I keep saying they're going to go to the NBA Finals. But I'm more and more nervous about that as we go through, even with another win. Everything has looked difficult, dramatic going into this playoff series with Minnesota. Now, I don't want to take away the credit here because, frankly, Minnesota has played well. And going into this series, there were a lot of people that thought it would be a hard series. But when you're Memphis and you're the two seed and you have one of the biggest rising stars in the entire league, there's an expectation that the dominance is going to begin and the storytelling about playoff greatness can become part of what we're talking about. Instead, I think everybody rooting for Memphis, just like me, is a little puckered up. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Jason Fitz.
It's almost weird how much you have in common and how hard you make each other laugh. After a lifetime of peopling, this one came along and that's it. Game over. Now you just have to find the ring and figure out how to ask. The Dickens family can help. Hertin and Stocker Jewelers has been helping proposers choose engagement rings for 70 years. There isn't a thing about diamonds, settings, styles, or metals they can't tell you. And if you think after thousands of happy couples they're so over it, you would be so wrong. At Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, your engagement is as exciting to them as it is to you. Well, okay, almost. It's a great day at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers when they know they've helped someone find the perfect sparkler. And with 7 decades of experience, they've got a heck of a track record with getting a yes. So, if proposing is on your mind, see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then, step inside and talk to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
When he's good, he's thorough good. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers. Good to be bad tour. 45 years of rock. May 3rd, the Paramount Theater. Tickets on sale now at creventslive.com. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, live.
Mike here with Brown Shoe Fit in Marion. What kind of shoes can we help you find? Athletic, running, walking, every day? At Brown Shoe Fit, we have them from top brands including Hey Dude, Brooks, New Balance, Echo, Clarks, and Hoka. Sizes up to 15 in regular and extra wide widths. The professionals in our store will help you get the right shoes with the right fit. Come find the pair you're looking for at Brown Shoe Fit on Twixtown Road at Collins Square. Honestly, it's like having your own store.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Back at 224 as Spencer at Sports rolls on for a Wednesday, 309-366-1600. Taking up till 3 o'clock per usual. Gym class in here between 3 and 4. Todd and Alex in here between 4 and 6. Keeping you rolling with local programming here on KGYM. Be sure you're listening to the Gym Class all this week. They've got a chance for you to win a pair of tickets to a really super cool exhibit on the history of football, but also a little history in there for you, too. The exhibit is at the National Czech and Slovak Museum and Library in Cedar Rapids. It's called Gridiron Champs, George Halas and the Chicago Bears. It runs through November 6th, and if you want to check out the new exhibit, you can listen into the Gym Class all this week for a pair of tickets. Your chance to win coming up today between 3 and 4 here on KGYM. Check out full details about the exhibit and how you can win those tickets right here on KGYM at our website, KGYMradio.com. Again, 319-366-1600 onto the world of basketball. That's basketball for those of you who speak English. The NBA playoffs rolling on. We had three games last night. One series got closed out. That was the Memphis versus Atlanta series. The Heat, or Memphis, Miami versus Atlanta series. Getting my games crossed up here. Got Memphis on the brain. Still watching that Ja Morant highlight here in the studio. But Miami beating Atlanta last night, 97-94. Victor Oladipo. The Heat were without Jimmy Butler last night, but Victor Oladipo finishing with 23 points. Bam Adebayo with 20 points and 11 rebounds. Tyler Hero, 16 points off the bench for the Heat in the three-point win. Atlanta, DeAndre Hunter, the big scorer for them, 35 points and 11 rebounds. Kevin Huerter and Danilo Gallinari with 12 points each. And Trae Young, another struggle for him offensively. Couldn't really find it against the Heat defense last night. Trae Young finishing with 11 points, 2 of 12 shooting, 0 of 5 from deep as the Hawks see their series or season come to an end with a 4-1 defeat to the Heat in five games in the first-round series against top-seeded Miami. Miami wins that series. They'll advance to the Eastern Conference semifinals. Let's hear from the Miami Heat and their Victor Oladipo, 23 points in the victory. He had a chance to talk to Rebecca Harlow from NBA TV after the game. Here's their conversation.
Very fitting that you end this game with a steal by Adebayo there, but you were covering Trae. There were plenty of time to get a shot off in those last 5 seconds. Walk me through what the game plan was there.
No threes. We knew we was down three, but about 5 seconds left. We wanted to make it tough, obviously.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
We wanted to make it tough, obviously, but we didn't want them to get no clean looks, funnel everything to the paint. PJ did a great job of trapping at the end, which forced a turnover. So it was a great collective win, great team win. It's a great series, but we got a lot more basketball left.
For sure. The key to this series, though, was the way that you guys were to keep Trae Young out of his rhythm the entire time. When you take a look at the Eastern Conference, you're going to see Philadelphia or Toronto. How much confidence do you have in your defense knowing that you can shut down one of the best players in the game?
I mean, we've been playing defense like this all year on everybody, really, honestly. And, you know, Trae's a great player, obviously. We just try to make it tough on him, show him different bodies. And we know the talent is only going to continue to keep getting better as the playoffs continue. So we're going to have our hard hats on the defensive end and realize that's what fuels us.
Victor Oladipo there talking to Rebecca Harlow from NBA TV after the win in Game 5. Again, the Heat advancing 97-94. They win the series 4-1. Game of the night really was Memphis and Minnesota. Memphis beating Minnesota 111-109. Ja Morant, what a performance from him. 30 points, 13 rebounds, and 9 assists. Massive dunk in the third, and then the go-ahead bucket with 1 second left to lift the Grizzlies over the Timberwolves. Desmond Bain adding 25, Brandon Clark adding 21 for Memphis in the win. Karl-Anthony Towns leading scorer for Minnesota with 28-12. Anthony Edwards with 22, and it was another snatching defeat from the jaws of victory kind of night for the Minnesota Timberwolves. They led by 13 with 9:38 left and end up losing by 2. So another late collapse for the T-Wolves, and they are now on the brink of elimination with Game 6 coming up Friday. Memphis leads that series 3-2. Here's Memphis and their head coach Taylor Jenkins talking about this incredible young star in Ja Morant.
staying the course. I know just like the whole team, I mean, he wasn't having the best start, you know, but I thought he was doing everything possible offensively and defensively. Just, you know, shots weren't falling when he was making plays. We weren't making shots off his passes. His communication with teammates was phenomenal. His dialogue with me, he just had a smile on his face. He's just like, man, I've made that shot a million times. Like, you're going to make the next one. Just keep shooting, keep attacking. This is what's the fun part about playoff basketball. You don't know how you're going to win. You just got to keep chipping away. Just keep trusting it. And obviously, he had a brilliant fourth quarter. I thought he had some great one-on-one defense as well, along with the collective effort of the team defense. And then the spark he and Ty set with the pace and the ball movement. And, he obviously steps up job, knocks down some big free throws late in the game too. And obviously, two huge buckets, obviously the game winner. So just credit to him, credit to the team to just keep, putting a smile on our face and saying, hey, we're going to find a way. And I'm just really proud of him and proud of the group.
On the other side, Carl Anthony Towns weighed in on the loss. He said his team felt like they played enough to get that win last night. They just came up short.
This is the playoffs. You feel like the game we played today and the defense we played today and everything, I feel like a lot of us felt, from media to fans to ourselves, you feel like you would win this game. You hold them to 41%, 25% from three, 66 from free throw. You should be coming in here talking about how great of a win this was. And you still find yourself on the wrong end of history, even shooting 45%, 43 from three and 88 from the free throw line. It's disappointing. Nothing else to say about it. Just 48 minutes. You can't be satisfied with a win until the buzzer goes off and the win's clarified and it's solidified.
Yeah, Memphis leads at 3-2, and Friday night should be an epic game coming up in Minnesota. See if the T-Wolves can take one at home and force a game 7 back in Memphis here in the Western Conference. Team that, we said was in a world of trouble, and they're still not out of the woods yet, but they picked up a big win last night as the Phoenix Suns. They got by New Orleans in the 1-8 matchup in the West. The Suns winning 112-97 behind 31 from Mikal Bridges and Chris Paul with 22 points and 11 assists. Brandon Ingram with 22. CJ McCollum had 21. And Jonas Valanciunas was 17 and 14. 17 points, 14 rebounds in the loss for the Pelicans. Phoenix chance to escape that series. Game 6 coming up tomorrow in New Orleans. Phoenix leads that series 3-2. On the schedule for tonight, just two games, a couple closeout games possible for tonight. And it starts with a game you can hear right here on KGYM from ESPN Radio coming up at 6 tonight. It is the Bucks and the Bulls from Milwaukee, game 5 of that series. Of course, it was tied up at one game apiece, and then Milwaukee has won the last two in ultra-convincing fashion at the United Center in Chicago, and a chance for the Bucks to close it out and move on to the Eastern Conference semifinals. They lead that series 3-1. Bad news for the Bulls. You heard it on SportsCenter. We've been talking about it the last couple days. Bulls going to be missing a handful of important players for Game 5 tonight as they look to stave off elimination. Already, of course, down Lonzo Ball. They will also be without Zach LaVine due to COVID-19 protocols tonight, and Alex Caruso in concussion protocols tonight as well. It's according to the latest NBA injury report. Of course, the Bucks dealing with injury issues of their own. Chris Middleton missing the rest of this series. George Hill has been sidelined as well. But the Bucks have shown they can perform very well without Chris Middleton on the floor, and they've done so the last couple games. Bulls need a win to force a Game 6 back in Chicago. We'll see if they can get it done tonight. Bucks and Bulls, 6:30 start time on TNT television, and NBA countdown on ESPN Radio starting at 6 right here on KGYM on all of our frequencies. Looking at the odds for tonight's matchup for the Bucks and the Bulls, Milwaukee a 12-point home favorite. The total is at 217.5. Some places a 12.5-point favorite for Milwaukee. Just to clarify there, but the Bucks favored by double digits tonight. The other closeout game for tonight, potentially, saw Denver pick up a win on Sunday afternoon. Golden State getting a chance to end the series tonight in Game 5 of their Western Conference first-round matchup. Golden State leading that series 3-1. They'll host Denver tonight with Game 5, 9 o'clock start time. That'll be on TNT. Golden State currently listed as an 8.5-point favorite, the total at 225 and a half for tonight's contest. Looking ahead to tomorrow, three more series. You mentioned Phoenix, game six for them. Looking to close out the Pelicans. Phoenix, an early 1.5-point favorite. The total at 214 for tomorrow's contest, tomorrow's game six with the Pelicans. Philly and Toronto. Philly had still a chance. They were up 3-0, now only up 3-2. Philly, a 1.5-point favorite going into tomorrow's game six against Toronto. And then Dallas, and as they look to close out Utah in their Western Conference series, Dallas currently a 2-point favorite looking ahead to tomorrow's NBA action. More on those games, of course, tomorrow as we wrap up tonight with the Bucks and the Bulls and the Warriors and the Nuggets. And we'll talk about tomorrow's action on tomorrow's show right here on KGYM. Coming up on 2:35, thanks for joining us here, Spencer, on sports here on KGYM. Another timeout coming your way here shortly. We will talk some baseball, take a look at what happened in college baseball and softball yesterday. Also, we will get to the major leagues, get you a scoreboard update from this afternoon with the rest of the schedule for tonight, too. It's coming up here on KGYM.
Exceed your expectations of what makes great paint or stain with Pittsburgh Paints and Stains from Menards. Now all 11% off with some of the most advanced technology like enhanced UV resistances, dirt shedding protection, and true one coat coverage paint and primer in one. Finding your perfect paint or stain is easy. Get 11% off everything, including Pittsburgh Paints and Stains. Now at Menards. Good through April 30th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. It paid for me to be the first person in my family to go to school. That education got me to the first day at my dream job, which I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job and the home loan benefits I got from the Army National Guard helped me buy my first house. I also know that I will be one of the first to respond if my community ever needs me.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Welcome to Allstate, where you can save just by being you. DriveWise and the Allstate mobile app gives you personalized driving feedback. And by adding it to your policy, you can save for driving safe just by being yourself. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate. Click, call, or visit allstate.com to save today.
Not available in every state. Savings based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Savings vary, subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. You're driving along and some nimrod cuts you off. You hit the horn. Jeez, it sounds like a goose in distress. Time to head over to eBay Motors. They have horns for every make and model, not to mention horn pads, steering wheels, wiring, and more. 122 million parts. You can even go for an upgrade. That looks like Mr. Cutoff Man needs a new seat cover. Try eBay Motors, pal. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
The 2022 NFL Draft. Live from Las Vegas.
With the first pick.
From pick one to 262.
This draft can go so many different ways.
He is a game changer. He has Tyreek Hill play speed.
The NFL Draft is officially open. Got it. Jacksonville Jaguars select.
The 2022 NFL Draft. Coverage begins with round one tomorrow at 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN, and on ABC.
All right, back at 2:38 here in KGYM. Spencer at Sports with you for a Wednesday. 319-366-1600. Gym class coming up from 3 until 4. Todd and Alex in here between 4 and 6. Don't forget, today, another chance to win with the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming up today. Another chance to win tickets to check out Shinedown. They're bringing their Planet Zero World Tour with special guests Jelly Roll and John Harvey to the Alliant Energy Powerhouse coming up Tuesday, September 6th. Tickets go on sale this Friday morning at 11, but we've got your chances to win them before you can buy them right here with Todd and Alex all week long on KGYM. Also, be sure to check out our social media pages, social media sites, Facebook, Twitter, and the like tomorrow, because we have a special pre-sale code that's good starting at 11 a.m. tomorrow through 10 p.m. tomorrow only. So if you would like to get in on a special deal with that pre-sale code, check out KGYM Facebook page tomorrow for that special pre-sale code. But another chance to win coming up today, tomorrow, and Friday as well. Right here on KGYM, all the details at KGYMradio.com through a 936-6600 as we transition to the baseball diamond. We've got the White Sox and the Royals from Guaranteed Rate Field in Chicago. Looks like the Royals just planted a couple runs. White Sox led 3-0. They now lead 3-2. And the Cardinals and the Mets going at it down in St. Louis. 9-4, the Cardinals lead that game in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Dylan Cease and Zach Greinke going at it in the White Sox-Royals game. Cease with 7 Ks through 5 1/3 innings, but running into some trouble here, it looks like. We'll keep our eyes on that and let you know what happens with that contest here for the rest of the afternoon. On the college ranks, before we get to the pros, good day for the Iowa baseball team again yesterday. They cruised past Western Illinois with a midweek win at Banks Field yesterday, winning 11-1 in 7 innings. Michael Seegers hitting his first home run of the season, part of a 2-hit and 4-ribby performance for the Hawkeye shortstop. Peyton Williams with 2 hits, scored a couple runs for Iowa, who improved to 24-13 on the year with the win. Hawkeyes back to Big Ten play. They will take on the Cornhuskers out in Lincoln for a series starting Friday. A couple awards coming the way of Rick Heller's bunch here this afternoon. Connor Schultz named the Big Ten's Pitcher of the Week. Peyton Williams awarded the Big Ten's Player of the Week as well. Schultz getting that award, the Pitcher of the Week, after tossing 8 shutout innings in a win Saturday over Rutgers 12-2. Schultz scattering 2 hits, striking out 6, and walking only 1 in the series-clinching road victory. Williams getting the Player of the Week after a really, really good week. He hit 600 to lead the Hawkeyes to a 3-1 week. He finished with 6 RBIs and scored 7 runs during the week. Williams started the week by hitting for the cycle against Bradley, finishing 5-for-5 with 2 doubles, a triple, a home run, 5 ribbies, and 5 runs scored in the 15-8 win last week. 5 hits was tying a school single-game record, and 5 RBI, 5 runs for Williams were career bests in that win. So certainly worthy of both awards. Connor Schultz getting the Pitcher of the Week. Peyton Williams, the Player of the Week for Coach Rick Heller's squad down in Iowa City. Iowa State Cyclone softball and Cyclone fans in general celebrating a Cyhawk victory yesterday as Iowa State won the softball edition of the Cyhawk contest 5-4 over in Ames. Held off a Hawkeye rally. Iowa almost pulled it off late in that one, but the Cyclones held on for the win. Iowa getting 2 runs across in the top of the 7th. Iowa had the tying run on 3rd, but a flyout ended the game, and Iowa State won 5-4 to win the Cyhawk softball game. With the loss, the Hawkeyes now 19-26. Tough task for them coming up. They've got number 8 ranked Northwestern in Evanston this weekend for a series. Iowa State now 22-24. They'll head to Waco for a 3-game series against Baylor starting Friday. Win, by the way, for Cyclone fans out there, softball win clinches the Cyhawk series title for 2021 and 2022. If you are keeping tabs on the Cyhawk victories for your respective school, Iowa State gets the bragging rights for this year. To the major leagues and the scoreboard here for this afternoon, White Sox and Royals, Cardinals and Mets, the 2 games that we're keeping tabs on here this afternoon. On the diamond yesterday, Chicago Cubs falling to Atlanta 3-1. Ian Happ with a solo home run in the 3rd. Travis Demeritt. Demeritt points in a good way for the Braves, getting a tie-breaking solo home run in the 5th as the Braves hand the Cubs a 3-1 loss. It was the Royals beating the White Sox 6-0 yesterday. Nice start for Daniel Lynch on the hill. 6 innings pitched, 2 hits, no runs. Walking 2, striking out 7. Jake Berger going 2-for-4 in the loss. Mets beating St. Louis 3-0. Chris Bassitt with a nice evening for the Mets. 6 innings pitched, 2 hits, no runs, 3 walks, and 6 strikeouts. St. Louis managing just 3 hits in that loss yesterday against the Mets. Milwaukee and Pittsburgh yesterday. The Brewers finding their offense against the Pirates, winning 12-8. Willie Adames finally showing some signs of life. The entire Brewers offense has been, well, not good to say the very least, but Willie Adames finding a spark yesterday, 4-for-5 with 7 ribbies, 2 home runs, including a 3-run shot in the win for Milwaukee. Key Brian Hayes finishing 3-for-3 for the Pirates. He scored a couple runs. Cedar Rapids native Mitch Keller pulled early, 4 2/3 innings pitch, 5 hits, 4 runs, 2 walks, and just striking out 1. He did not factor into that decision last night as the Brewers got the best of the Pirates. Minnesota beating Detroit 5-4 for their second straight walk-off win. I'm still trying to figure out what happened. I watched that highlight a couple different times last night, and interesting to say the least, trying to figure out what the Tigers were doing at the end of that game. But the Twins get the win 5-4. 2 runs ended up scoring on a single and an error in the ninth to help get them the 5-4 win. Max Kepler with a good night, 2-for-4, the double and a home run. Javi Baez, 2-for-3 with a double and a 3-run homer for 4 RBI on the night for Javi Baez in the loss for Detroit. San Diego beating Cincinnati 9-6. Philly beating Colorado 10-3. It was Miami over Washington 5-2. Arizona getting some revenge one night after they were complete gamed by Walker Buehler. Arizona beat the Dodgers 5-3 last night on a go-ahead home run by David Peralta. San Francisco beat Oakland 8-2. Toronto beating Boston, I should say, 6-5 in 10 innings. Seattle and Tampa Bay, I completely neglected yesterday when we talked about the schedule. You had Seattle with Julio Rodriguez taking on Wander Franco in Tampa Bay for a series this week. I don't know how I missed that, but for fans of young baseball stars, you might be paying attention to that one. Seattle with a 7-run fourth to break that one open. Wander did hit a 2-run home run in the seventh for Tampa in a losing effort. Yankees, Cubs fans, plug your ears. I'll tell you when you can unplug them. Yankees getting 3 home runs from Anthony Rizzo last night, 6 RBIs. Okay, Cubs fans, you can unplug them. As the Yankees won 12-8 over Baltimore, Houston beating Texas 5-1. And the Angels beating Cleveland, the Guardians, 4-1. Mike Trout doing Mike Trout things, 2-for-3 with a double, a home run, and 3 ribbies in the win for the Angels. Schedule for today, as we mentioned, the Mets and St. Louis. That game in progress as we speak, still 9-4 in favor of the Cards in the 6th inning. And the Royals and the White Sox doing battle today. White Sox leading that one 3-2, that game in the 6th inning as well from Guaranteed Rate Field in Chicago. Games on the schedule for later on this afternoon into this evening. You've got the Dodgers and Diamondbacks playing in Phoenix, 2:40 start time there. Actually, just got underway a few moments ago. Milwaukee and Pittsburgh again tonight. Aaron Ashby taking the hill against Bryce Wilson. San Diego's at Cincinnati. Seattle is at Tampa one more time. You got Colorado at Philly. The Yankees hosting Baltimore. Miami is at Washington. Boston is at Toronto. The Cubs playing at Atlanta again tonight. Minnesota giving the ball to Joe Ryan against Michael Pineda of Detroit at 6:40 tonight. Also Houston and Texas. Cleveland and the Angels. Shohei Ohtani battling Zach Plesac tonight. And then Oakland and San Francisco, the Bay Area brawl tonight in the world of Major League Baseball. More on that coming up tomorrow, of course. We'll keep updating the Major League Baseball news and notes here for you each show as the season goes on. A couple other things from baseball, some good news for Mets fans. Jacob DeGrom apparently going to be starting his progression to return after a MRI and an MRI revealed considerable healing on the stress reaction to his right scapula. Starting pitcher been cleared to begin loading and strengthening his shoulder. Of course, we know DeGrom shut down for 4 weeks on April 1st with the injury and has not played this season. They've been doing very well, though. The Mets are 13-5 on the year, and the rotation has done very well without Jacob DeGrom, Max Scherzer, Tyler McGill, Carlos Carrasco, and Chris Bassitt all having good seasons to start the year so far. And some good news for Reds fans out there. I know there are a few who listen to the station regularly, but If you were wondering, if you are interested in questioning the Reds, speaking out against the Reds and their ownership, you are now allowed to do that at the ballpark again. Apparently, the Reds were cracking down on fans who were wearing signs and shirts encouraging owner Bob Castellini to sell the team. Fans are embarrassed with their start. They're 3-14, and if my team was 3-14, I would be very, very upset as well. Initially, fans who came to games, the few that did come to games, and wore shirts and held signs, put bags over their head, some with messages calling for Castellini to sell the team. Initially, those fans were told to remove the signs and shirts or leave the stadium altogether. But now the Reds have said, no, yeah, we can't really silence you regardless of whether we disagree with you or not. Tim O'Connell, vice president of facilities and operations, said, this was a mistake on our part. We have taken corrective action. We understand people want to express themselves at the ballpark. We don't think we'll have another problem with that, end quote. He said fans able to send messages they want to the team, even if it is to express displeasure. This article quotes one fan whose name is Cole Murray. He explained to Cincinnati.com that he ended up at a game with a bag over his head, and he wrote on the bag, sell the team, Bob. And apparently a spokesperson from the team came down and ordered them to take the bags off, and they didn't. They had to leave the stadium. So trying to silence the fans who are upset with the team, and now they are not anymore. You can now protest your Reds team in public. If you're going to a game in Cincinnati, freedom of speech wins out there. 251, a brief collector's corner. We'll get you what's on tap coming up here in just a moment on KGYM.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
If your wiper blades are smearing and streaking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts to save $8 instantly on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Our professional parts people will even install them for you for free. Improve visibility and save money with Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like the course keeps changing right before your eyes. Whoa! And in order to maneuver it, you need an expert by your side. That's what Dell Technologies Advisors do. They have the tech solutions you need to help you get out in front and stay ahead of the game. Whew. For advice on solutions like XPS 13 laptops powered by Intel Evo platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
The football season is always exciting. Coaches getting hired, players getting traded, free agents moving to new cities. If you want to hire people that you're really excited about, team up with ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's matching technology finds people with the right experience for your job and actively invites them to apply. No wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. To try ZipRecruiter for free, go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/max. Once again, that's ziprecruiter.com/max. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
All right, 253. Welcome back in. Spencer on Sports. Winding down here for a Wednesday through a 9366-1600. Gym class coming up. Todd and Alex in here between 4 and 6. Get you what's on tap coming up here in just a moment. But first, just debuted yesterday. We're already running a hot streak on Collector's Corner. Not an everyday thing, but when there's news in the sports collecting world, as a person who's passionate about sports collectibles, cards, and such myself, I will do my best to share it with you here on the airwaves. We talked about the Hannes Wagner card, $1.5 million for a damaged baseball card yesterday. Well, now, how about on the other end of the spectrum, not a real thing at all. An NFT, a non-fungible token. Basically, you have, I guess, the rights to a digital collectible. I'm still trying to figure them out. They make NFT sports cards, too. As a sports card purist, What? I need to hold it in my hand, not have it on some digital cloud or whatever. That's my get off my lawn moment for today. But anyways, the story for today, NFT related, sports related too. Remember Laremy Tunsil? He was a draft pick in 2016 of the Miami Dolphins. And on draft night, video surfaced in the middle of the draft of him doing some questionable activities while using a gas mask, using some illegal substances. Let's put it that way. He was drafted 13th overall by Miami in that draft. Well, now he is creating an NFT related to what he's calling, quote, the infamous gas mask video, end quote. And you could buy it ahead of the draft. He claims he was hacked, and I guess his hacked Twitter account, allegedly. An infamous moment of him doing some illegal substances on video that got leaked during the draft is now going to help him raise money for charity. It's a one of one, meaning that it's the only one created. NFT, it's going to benefit a project that helps people incarcerated for certain offenses. So if you are into such a thing, do with that information what you wish. But Laremy Tunsil entering the NFT market with an NFT around a rather infamous draft night moment. What crazy stuff will happen on this draft night? We will find out in about 24 hours. We'll get you set for the draft coming up on tomorrow's show. First round of the draft starts at 6 tomorrow night. We have all the coverage, of course, right here on KGYM. Coming up on the Gym Class, they've got the chance to win tickets to check out that George Halas exhibit. Another chance to do that coming up today between 3 and 4 at the National Czech and Slovak Museum here in Cedar Rapids, Museum and Library in Cedar Rapids. Another chance to win those coming up. We've also got Chris List talking fantasy baseball today as well. Todd and Alex have Zach Mackey joining them just after 4:30. And WagerWise coming up today at 5:30 right here on KGYM. Podcast always available at KGYMradio.com. You can check it out there. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 right here on KGYM. Have a great rest of your Wednesday.